Here we are, the commentary.
Michael, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal by James Freeman titled, "The IRS Won't Just Be Taking More of Your Money." And as we pointed out last week, the percentage of audits that are done on people making less than $200,000, it's 77% of all audits are done to that group. And Janet Yellen says that that group will not see an increase in the rate of audits. Well, if you triple the number of audits, then that means that the people making under $200,000 there'll be three times as many people in that category who are audited, because that's where the money is. The Joint Committee on Taxation, which is Congress's official tax scorekeeper, says that 78% to 90% of the money raised. Let me say that again: 78% to 90% of the money raised from underreported income will likely come from people making less than $200,000, and 4% to 9% will come from people making over $500,000. So it's important that people know where Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, who they were targeting, and who all of the Democrats in the Senate, literally everyone, the voters need to know that they are the, if they are typical, if they're making less than $200,000, then they are the target. But here's something else that's interesting, Michael. And let's just do simple math here. Let's say you have 10 people on an island, and they are 10 people who get along, and so they all work. There is no government per se on the island. They all live in the same area, so if they have an issue they want to discuss, they discuss it after work and they vote on it, and that's how the rules are set, and that's how the island runs. But let's say, for example, that one day or one evening, somebody says, you know what, I would like to act as the government, and so let's vote on that. So here's the question that the people should be voting on, and that is that if you take one of the 10 people and make them the government, then they will spend their time being the government, but they will not spend their time producing what they were producing before. And so that means the other 9 people now have to pick up that person's production. And so the government costs them 10%. If you have one person who retires of the 10 people, now you have a retired person who the other 8 people now have to work. Now they're now having to work to meet the needs of 2 people who are now not producing at all. That's just pure math. Well, if you hire a bunch of IRS agents, then here's what's happening here. According to the National Taxpayers Union, individuals and businesses currently spend 6.5 billion hours a year on federal tax paperwork. That's the equivalent of 3.6 million people working full-time on this activity. So I want to go back to the island. This would be as if you decide to have on the island 1 tax collector or 2 tax collectors. But the point is the burden falls on everyone else. So here you have 2 things. One is taxpayers are going to be paying for the auditors, but then the citizens and the small businesses have to then comply. And by the way, this tax bill that just passed added a whole bunch of complexity to our tax system. So it wasn't just a simple tax bill where they raised the rates on corporations and passed some environmental stuff. This greatly complicates the tax code even further. And then with the increase in auditors, it means that there will be more billions of hours that the private sector is having to spend to comply with the federal government, which cannot be good for the productivity of our economy and can't be good for the wages of average Americans.
And that's the commentary for Monday, August 15th, 2022.